If this has been the summer of falling stock prices, it's also been the summer of the executive perp walk. Again and again, business news channels such as CNBC show executives from WorldCom, Imclone, Adelphia being handcuffed and walked to waiting police cars. But so far, no executives from Enron have been charged, even though the current wave of corporate scandals started with Enron nearly a year ago. Now there's growing criticism of the Justice Department for taking so long to wrap up its investigation of the failed energy company. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
Federal prosecutors don't say much to the media, but they will tell you that winning white-collar crime cases is tough. They appear to be taking their time with the Enron investigation while pressing ahead with other corporate crime cases. There's a good reason for this, says John Coffey, a professor at Columbia University Law School.
When you look at an Adelphia, you're seeing senior management that allegedly had its hand in the till and stole from the company. When you talk about the prosecution of Dr. Waxel at Imclone, that's insider trading, so you're dealing with very simple facts.
But Coffey says the Enron case involves off-balance sheet transactions and special purpose entities, and that prosecutors will effectively have to teach a jury an intermediate college-level course in accounting. And that, says Coffey, is something prosecutors are leery of doing.
They want to do it only once they've gotten a cooperating witness who can say that he or she was there on the scene, was at these meetings with them, and everyone knew they were pulling the wool over the eyes of the market and investors.
But finding that person or persons who has inside knowledge of what went on at the energy company is challenging. Enron executives can claim they were simply following the advice of their accountants, while the accountants can say their advice is only as good as the information given them by Enron officials. But Dan Richman, a law professor at Fordham University, says he thinks prosecutors will get people to talk.
It really is unlikely that every individual on the client side and every individual on the accounting side will stand fast and hope that they can win at trial. People do cooperate. The more the government threatens prosecution, the more likely there is cooperation.
Richman says just because it's taken a while to bring charges against Enron executives doesn't necessarily mean the government is having a problem lining up cooperating witnesses. Richman, a former prosecutor, says it's conceivable that there are a number of insiders ready to plead guilty, but they are being held back until prosecutors need them.
What often happens is the government has people lined up, and it's only when they are marching up the scale of culpability and reach somebody who needs to be roughed up a bit, that they will have the cooperators come into court and plead guilty.
Richman says it can take months or years to put together a white-collar crime case, and there has been some progress. The Justice Department tried and convicted Enron's auditor, Arthur Anderson. Still, there's a growing demand to bring Enron executives to trial quickly. Brian Sierra, a spokesman for the Justice Department, says that will happen only when the time is right.
Prosecutors indict when they're ready, based on the evidence and the facts presented to them. They don't base their decisions on when to bring an indictment on any pressure from politicians or from the media. And we're also not engaged in a foot race here.
Sierra says, in the meantime, prosecutors are working hard to build their case. That includes expanding the investigation to include Enron's overseas operation and charges that the company bribed foreign governments to win contracts. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Chicago.